It is K-Rock Road Trip USA, destination number 3. Listen for your chance to win tickets to see Sublime at the Field of Dreams in San Diego, and also get on the standby boarding list to see him again at Point Break Music Fest in Virginia Beach. It is world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? On the show today, the World Cup starts this Thursday. We've got an update on that, including the potential strike at SoFi. Who's naked now? On the show today. What's up with Florida? Guy in a police chase jumped out of his car into a swamp with an alligator. We have the 420 catch of the day, which is our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, our story time, Young the Giant and Cold War Kids at the Forum. Plus, we will continue to give you tickets for Sublime. Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
What was his point? I have no idea. Dude, I don't get it. I don't get it either.
That is Julia Wolf in my room on the world-famous K-Rock.
Surf is up. We're seeing some of the biggest waves of the year at local beaches this week.
It is a great week to be a surfer. Details coming up on K-Rock. Last night, Game 3, Knicks Spurs. I'm going to let you judge when they put our president on the Jumbotron. Short of our own team being in a final, this is a great week to watch sports. You got the NBA. Game 3 was last night. Knicks Spurs tonight. You got the Stanley Cup playoffs with those two teams that are incredible. And it's a great week to surf as well.
Surf is up. We're seeing some of the biggest waves of the year at local beaches this week. Scott Reif was over the wedge this morning in Newport with some impressive video.
The wedge is going off this whole week.
I'm Scott Reif down in Newport Beach over the wedge, and boy, here comes the waves. It's a south set rolling in, and these are pretty big. It's forecast that we could get up to 12-foot waves in this area.
Dude, when I learned to surf, I learned on 6-foot, 5-6-foot waves and almost died. I got planted head first into the sand.
You got surfers out in the water, and you've got hundreds of people on the shoreline just watching as these waves roll in.
I'm sure a bunch of people are like, I'll wait.
And the surfers take them in and try and grab them. It's really pretty impressive. Now, we're going to have these types of conditions. They're going to die down a little bit this afternoon, we understand.
Oh, so this afternoon they're going to die down just a bit.
But then Wednesday through Thursday, the sets are even going to get bigger. Now, if you're an experienced surfer, you don't have to worry too much. But in this entire area, if you're just a swimmer, you want to be careful. They're going to be higher than normal rip current.
First time I was caught in a rip current, I was swimming as hard as I could toward the beach, which is what you're not supposed to do. And I realized I was, I don't know, when I look back up, I was twice as far from the beach as when I started. So I swam straight sideways and lived to this day to tell you that riveting story.
Exciting story.
Yeah, I know. I felt that as I was telling it. Get in touch with me if you want the movie right. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Robert.
Robert, congratulations, you're caller 20.
Awesome.
Congratulations, you got tickets for Sublime when they play Saturday in San Diego at the Field of Dreams.
This is so cool, thank you so much.
You're also on the standby boarding list to see him again at Point Break Music Fest in Virginia Beach. Congrats, man.
That would be a dream come true, thank you.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, why's a man on bath salts wrestling a tree? He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
An elderly Florida man is facing multiple indecent exposure charges after neighbors say he repeatedly exposed himself around his apartment complex.
Yep, 79-year-old Tyrone James Causey. The headline reads, lipstick, thong-wearing Florida senior says he has the right to flash his neighbors.
And claimed it was his legal right to do so.
Yeah, he said, as long as I'm not outside in a park, it's legal for me to do this.
According to reports, 79-year-old Tyrone Causey was arrested in Hollywood, Florida, after several residents complained about his alleged behavior around the building's common areas.
So a bunch of people from the apartment complex called the police and said, hey, this dude's been naked in our apartment complex for many, many times.
Police say when officers arrived at his apartment, Tyrone answered the door wearing nothing but a G-string.
Yeah, you know that song by Dr. Dre and Snoop, Ain't Nothing But a G-String?
Thong, and argued that Florida law allowed him to walk around naked as long as he wasn't at a park.
I'm no lawyer, but that seems doubtful.
But things reportedly got even more inappropriate during the interaction.
Yeah, unfortunately, it was a female officer who came to his door. And so he decided to live it up a bit.
An officer claims Tyrone applied lipstick in front of her.
So she says, I want to talk to you about these nudity charges. And he takes out his lipstick and says, just a minute. Let me just put this on my lips.
Began touching himself.
Right. The right hand was the lipstick. The left hand was the junk.
And allegedly called her a baby doll while asking her to jump rope for him.
That is a bizarre request. Where did he think she was going to get a jump rope from? Do they carry those as officers in Florida?
Neighbors told police they had grown increasingly frustrated with Tyrone's behavior, accusing him of exposing himself regularly around the complex.
People do not want to see 79-year-old man's dehydrated nutsack.
Tyrone was arrested and booked into Broward County Jail before later being released. While prosecutors initially pursued felony charges, a judge later reduced the counts to misdemeanors.
Oh, it wasn't large enough to be a felony.
Senor Grande?
Senor Pequeno. I don't know how to say that yet. The World Cup is coming up this week.
Welcome to the World Cup week.
I kind of have a bad attitude about the World Cup because I love the World Cup. But the tickets for the games are just ridiculous. For example, there are still 3,000 more tickets for Friday's game with the USA, but the cheapest one is over $1,000 for a single ticket in the nosebleeds.
That's right. We're just days away from the matchup here at SoFi Stadium.
The World Cup kicks off Thursday. The U.S. plays Paraguay on Friday.
They are transforming the football stadium into a soccer field for the game on Friday.
Yeah, they're changing the field from turf to kind of a hybrid grass situation.
There are growing questions about security, however, and stadium rules and whether workers could walk off the job. Roughly 2,000 hospitality workers at SoFi could possibly strike. The union says workers are pushing for better wages, job protection, concerns over immigration enforcement during the tournament. But here's the latest.
All right, so I'm going to jump in here and tell you the real latest, which is that they have settled their walkout. The employees at SoFi Stadium, they are getting most of the pay raises that they wanted, as long as they reserve the right to walk out again if ICE starts messing with the employees. Then they reserve the right to strike and walk out. Although ICE says they're not gonna, never mind.
SoFi will host 8 matches, including the U.S. men's national team opener against Paraguay.
Oh, I guess it's Paraguay.
On June 12th. Opening ceremonies start at 4:30. They're asking fans to take public transportation or have their parking spot lined up and come early.
Let's be honest. As exciting as the World Cup is, this is going to be a nightmare of transportation and traffic and backups.
Again, this has been an exciting and much anticipated event. Tickets are on sale, but you're going to pay a pretty penny, anywhere from $900 to $6,000.
Yeah, $900 to $6,000. For a single ticket.
There's also some confusion about what fans can bring inside. After backlash of no water bottle policy, they're now allowing one factory sealed soft plastic water bottle that's 28 ounces or smaller.
I'm guessing the police will stay hidden.
And there will be a heavy police presence. Security will be extremely tight.
That's what I meant. Tight.
FIFA says they're ready to welcome in the fans from all over the world. And another fun fact.
Wait, I haven't heard any fun facts yet. Did I miss them?
The field is part fresh grass and part synthetic.
Yeah, that's not a fun fact. That's on you.
And you know it's an exciting week when the pop-up stands for the merch. The FIFA merch are now going to be open starting today. You can pick them up from Santa Monica to Hollywood to Manhattan Beach.
Yes, we can spend money before it starts. Now, that's a fun fact. Evanescence on K-Rock. It is Kevin Ryder with the 420 catch of the day on the way. Megan Holliday is here now for 3 things at 4.
K-Rock.
K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
3 things at 4.
1, 2, 3.
Number 1. A woman in Hackensack, New Jersey survived after plunging down a trash chute from the 14th floor of a high-rise apartment building.
Oh, my God.
Sunday afternoon. Here's the story.
A messy rescue after a woman fell roughly 10 stories inside a building's trash chute in New Jersey. It happened at a high-rise in Hackensack. Police say the woman entered the trash room on the building's 14th floor. Firefighters found her near the 4th floor, stuck among some backed-up trash. No specifics on her injuries, nor do we know why or how she ended up in the chute.
Well, I need some better reporting. What's going on?
It sounded fun at the time.
What the hell?
I want to know everything about that story.
I need details.
100%. Maybe you can track her down and bring her on the show.
Sure.
Okay, number 2. A Portland woman has been awarded a $3.6 million settlement after claiming a large pothole caused her to suffer a traumatic brain injury. Jillian Conroy says that she hit a 6-inch deep pothole while driving in 2022, which caused her to strike her head on the roof of her vehicle. She later sued the city of Portland over the condition of the road. The settlement is believed to be the largest payout in Portland history related to injuries caused by poor road maintenance. And it's drawing renewed attention to the city's ongoing pothole problems. That's got to be the world's most expensive pothole. And all I'm saying is, Los Angeles, don't let this be you. Do not let this be
Man,
you.
Man, we've got a lot of potholes that are probably worse than that.
$3.6 million.
Wow.
That is an expensive pothole. And number three, there is an account on Instagram. It's called Two Jews Comedy, and they walk around New York City with an acoustic guitar and just roll up on people and sing songs that are pertinent to whatever they're doing. So they rolled up on these two girls that were sitting there eating sweet green on a park bench, and this is the song that they sang.
Lunch break with my friends. Eating salads, being healthy. Later we gonna go do cocaine in a party.
The girls were laughing hysterically and they nodded at the cocaine part. So these guys really know how to read people, and that made me laugh, so I wanted to share it. I'm Megan Holiday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-R-L-K. K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is a new song from Interpol. They just performed it live in Sao Paulo, Brazil. It's called See Out Loud. And if you want to see Interpol, you can see them in San Francisco in August and also the Santa Barbara Bowl in August. This song is called See Out Loud. It's Interpol, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is Interpol. See Out Loud is the name of that song. They have a new album coming out August 28th called This Mirror Weighs a Ton. And that is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I hope I'm the right caller.
Oh, we're not doing it. We're not giving those tickets away right
Kevin
now.
Kevin didn't give me enough time to finish my sentence
Megan
on the air.
Megan told you to call, didn't she?
I did.
She's the worst.
And he didn't give me enough time to say it's coming up.
It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday. A half hour ago, you brought us a story of a woman who got sent down the trash chute.
Yep,
and we don't have enough
in there.
Details on this story, but the topic for our phone calls are going to be you got stuck. And listen to this.
A messy rescue after a woman fell roughly 10 stories inside a building's trash chute in New Jersey. It happened at a high rise in Hackensack. Police say the woman entered the trash room on the building's 14th floor. Firefighters found her near the fourth floor, stuck among some backed up trash. No specifics on her injuries, nor do we know why or how she ended up in the chute.
Somebody ask a question or two.
I know. This is the part we need to know. About.
We need so many questions answered. Like, why did she get in the trash chute? Like,
how did she get in there?
Maybe she threw something away she didn't want to throw away, so she reached in for
maybe. Or maybe she thought it would be fun. I don't know. They pulled her up from her feet.
She went head first.
I did read an article, and she went head first, and so I know they pulled her out by her feet.
Oh,
so
that's rough.
Crazy.
All right, you got stuck. How did you get stuck? I got stuck one time because I got locked out of my house. And I knew I could break the back window in, there was a bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And I could break the back window, but it was about 5.5-6 feet high.
Okay.
So I could climb in.
Uh-huh.
So I climbed, broke the window, climbed through, reached down and was holding on to the toilet. And my feet were still in the windowsill. And I sat there for probably 35 or 40 minutes trying to figure out, if I let go, do I go head first? Can I back up again?
So your legs were just dangling
yes.
out the window.
Yes.
And you're a long guy.
Yes.
So that was...
That's why I was
oh
reaching
God.
Down the tank of the toilet yes. I was holding on to. But I knew I couldn't go back and I knew I couldn't go forward.
Oh, my God. Who found you?
It, no one found me. I eventually just decided to go for it
okay.
and just rolled up into a bowl on the ground, a ball on the ground.
Oh, my God.
Just a disaster.
After 40 minutes.
Yeah, I was like, I can't just hold on forever. This isn't going to work.
Woo.
So I got to try some.
Oh, that's so good.
So you got stuck is the topic. The phone number is 800-520-1067.
And for the best call or text, we're going to hook you up with tickets to see Young the Giant and Cold War Kids at the Forum on July 17th.
You got stuck. 800-520-1067. We are taking your calls and texts on You Got Stuck at K-Rock.
714 said, I got stuck in my car one day when I arrived at work. For some reason, my seatbelt locked up on me and I couldn't loosen it. I had to get someone to come out and cut the belt off. On my way home, I was pulled over and given a ticket for not wearing my seatbelt, even though I explained the situation.
We are taking phone calls on You Got Stuck.
So for the best call or text, we got your tickets to see Young the Giant and Cold War Kids at the Forum on July 17th.
K-Rock, you got stuck.
So I used to work at the Van Skate Park. I taught skateboarding, right?
Nice.
And for the kids' pads, they would take it up to a private bathroom for all the employees, and there was a washing machine in there. Well, there's only one key for it. It locks from the outside. So I went in to use the restroom, and someone of my coworkers came in to wash pads. Well, he forgot that I was in there going to the bathroom and locked the door. So I got locked in there for, I think it was 2.5 hours.
Oh, my right? God.
So, no!
Yeah, it sucked.
You didn't have a phone?
No, I wasn't supposed to have my phone because I was a counselor.
Ah.
Oh, my God.
And I was banging on the door. It's a skate park, an indoor skate park, so you couldn't hear
no
damn
one's gonna
thing
hear
from
that.
The outside.
Yeah.
No. So I'm sitting there in the bathroom stall reading Thrasher magazine, on the clock, luckily, waiting to go out and teach my class. And they're like, where the hell did James go? And then the guy finally came in to do the next set of pads. I think I probably gave the guy a mild heart attack because he wasn't expecting someone to be sitting in there
of course.
Waiting for me.
Oh, my God,
oh my God.
Dude.
Imagine if that had been done last thing in the day.
No.
Oh, my God. Dude, I've been drinking toilet water.
You'd still be in there.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
Good, thank you. You got stuck?
Yes, I got stuck in the tube of the McDonald's Playland trying to go after my grandkids.
Oh, my God. When was this?
This was a couple of years ago.
Yes.
Before they started taking them out.
Are you the reason they took them out?
And I'm a big guy. I'm 6'4", about 280.
Right.
So
what made you think you could get through that tube?
Because I used to when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That'll do it.
How long were you stuck there?
A good 45 minutes.
Oh, no.
Were the kids like, get out of the tube?
Yeah, we want to go in.
Yeah, they were like, Grandpa, get out. I'm like, I can't.
Oh, no.
Who finally rescued you?
I finally, one of the other parents that was there, like, helped me maneuver my body and contort a different way, and I slid back out.
Oh, my God.
K-Rock, hello. You got stuck.
I got stuck in the bathroom at Huntington Beach.
At Huntington Beach? Aren't the bathrooms open at the beach?
No, they have, like, the little stalls with the hard, like, big metal door.
Right.
Oh, yes.
The way that I got out was somebody had to unscrew, like, there's little vents in the bottom half of the door.
Right.
And somebody unscrewed that, and that's how I was able to get out. But it took, like, maybe 45 minutes before somebody was able to even hear me knocking, saying that I needed help.
Oh, my God, that must have been so scary.
How many friends were you with?
I had two, just me and my friend. So there was only the two of us.
So your friend didn't go, hey, where's my friend?
Well, that's what took 45 minutes, I guess. She finally realized there was something going on, so she heard me screaming.
You had one friend, and it didn't occur to her until 45 minutes later that you were not there.
Maybe not a very good friend.
Right?
That's a bad friend, yeah.
That's our point.
Yep.
That is what we're saying. All right, 800-520-1067.
You got stuck.
We are taking your phone calls on You Got Stuck.
657 said, my fingers got stuck in a Chinese finger trap when nobody was home. I couldn't get my fingers out, so I went in the garage and very carefully turned on the table saw to get free.
Dear God.
That is so extreme. Oh, my God.
K-Rock Road Trip USA destination number 3 is a chance to see Sublime in San Diego this weekend at the Field of Dreams.
And get on the standby boarding list to see them again in Virginia Beach. And your shot to win coming up at 6.